Soros-linked group behind Kyrsten Sinema harassment promised to target Democrats, demanding amnesty. By John Binder on October 5, 2021. The Open Borders lobbying group, linked to billionaire George Soros, behind the harassment of Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Diaz, last week recently launched a six-figure campaign to demand amnesty for illegal aliens. On Saturday, Sinema was hounded and followed by illegal alien activists with the group Living United for Change in Arizona. Lucha, demanding amnesty for the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States. Lucha, along with United We Dream, is financially linked to Soros Open Society Foundation via the Center for Popular Democracy. Last week, Lucha and United We Dream announced the launch of their six-figure campaign to pressure Senate and House Democrats to back a filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package that includes amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Since 2010, immigrant communities have been at the forefront of fighting back against anti-immigrant and racist policies here in Arizona, Lucha's Stephanie Maldonado said in a statement. We know that immigrants continue to contribute to our communities and help ensure that Arizona and the whole country have a growing economy and recovery, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. That is why Democratic senators like Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly ran on a platform to defend immigrant communities against Republican attacks, and they promised to deliver a much overdue pathway to citizenship for millions. We, the people of Arizona and the grassroots organizers who helped turn out voters in 2018 and 2020 for Sinema, Kelly and Joe Biden, will not let them forget it. Emphasis added. After Lucha activists chased down Sinema, the group defended their actions as necessary in order to speak with the Arizona senator. Sinema, though, denounced the harassment. In the 19 years I have been teaching at ASU, I have been committed to creating a safe and intellectually challenging environment for my students, Sinema said in a statement. Yesterday, that environment was breached. My students were unfairly and unlawfully victimized. This is wholly inappropriate. The Open Borders activists are targeting Sinema because she has vowed to oppose the Senate Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, which they hope will include amnesty for illegal aliens. The Senate parliamentarian has twice shot down attempts for Democrats to slip an amnesty into the package. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.